The State, Territory and Federal Attorneys General will meet later today to discuss coercive control and, among other issues, the rollout of affirmative consent laws around the country. Affirmative consent means people must seek out and obtain permission before sex takes place. New South Wales and the ACT have new laws in place, and other jurisdictions have introduced or are looking at similar measures. Chanel Contos is the director of the Centre for Sex and Gender Equality at the Australia Institute, and she joins you now from London. Chanel Contos, welcome to Breakfast again.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on again.
You started a petition in 2021 highlighting the extent of sexual assault in Sydney private schools that really showed how little students knew about consent. The stories you were told were terrifying. How effective could affirmative consent laws be in preventing the sorts of assaults that students talk to you about?
Affirmative consent laws could be extremely effective in preventing this because from reading thousands of these testimonies, a common theme that emerged was that often the victim in these situations would freeze when they felt unsafe or unsure of what to do in the situation. And what affirmative consent laws does is it accounts for a freeze response to sexual assault, which is really common. And it changes the discourse away from no means no towards only yes means yes, because in a lot of these situations, people are unable to say no in them.
Just explain that to our listeners who may not be across what that, how often that happens and what that looks like in these scenarios and how historically we've treated that.
In these situations, I mean, especially if we're talking about young people and teenagers who are experimenting with their sexuality for the first time, this often looks like, you know, one person making an advance on another person. Stereotypically, it's usually a young boy to a young girl. And, you know, once the situation progresses to a certain point, you may no longer want to go further with the activity, except sometimes it's really hard in that situation to actually say, please stop doing this, especially when you're being socialized as a girl. It's very hard to say no to these sort of things. And then what we have is often silence or, you know, freezing up or a lack of interest in the situation. But we also have the problem where most young Australians are learning their sex education from pornography, which completely omits consent in the mainstream. And that means that we have situations where young boys don't think they're doing anything wrong and young girls are experiencing sexual assault, which then leads to self-blaming because they never actually said no. However, we need to switch that assumption because the problem with no means no means that we've created a society where the default access to another's body is a yes, whereas we need to flip that around so that enthusiasm is required in sexual encounters.
So far, only two jurisdictions have specific laws in place, but others either have proposed laws before the parliament or they're looking at the changes. So it's a shift happening around the country now. How difficult is changing people's behaviours and assumptions about sexual consent?
Of course, it's going to be extremely difficult because, you know, we've all grown up in this culture that's had this assumption of, you know, consent and lack thereof consent looking something like an active no, which is not always true, as we've just discussed. But the main thing here is that it doesn't really matter how difficult it's going to be. The thing is that it's possible, and that's what we need to do. We need to be active. If we have education going on in schools, in the community, you know, conversations like this on the radio. And most importantly, if we have a desire from Australians to reduce violence in our society, especially that perpetrated against women, if everyone takes a little bit of account towards this, it is completely possible to make this change. Like, for example, marital rape in Australia was only fully criminalised in 1992. And I think it's safe to say that most Australians nowadays would agree that it should not be legal to rape your wife. However, that societal change happened over, you know, 30 years, but it's now the case. So we just need to start now.
There are fears that as these changes are introduced, young people will unknowingly commit a sex crime. In Victoria, where these proposed laws are being discussed in the parliament, the state's Criminal Bar Association and the Law Institute have said the changes would lead to unfair consequences. For example, when people are drunk, when they have sex, which of course people do have sex when they're drunk, right? Do you think those concerns are justified?
I think that overall, so my personal mission is to prevent violence in Australia. And what we can do here is we can utilise the legal system to set societal standards of how we're meant to behave in those, you know, very intimate moments. And I personally care a lot more about preventing wide-scale violence and preventing it ever being in the courtroom than those individual cases that do end up in the courtroom. But it's also important to note that, you know, if the concern is around young people accidentally committing sexual offences, we already have young people accidentally committing sexual offences. We just don't have the laws there in place to be able to support survivors and victims in those situations. So the actual acts aren't changing. Whether we have the only change is going to be is a reduction in the acts if we have the affirmative consent in the law.
And the consequences on individuals, right?
Yeah, and also, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a barrister, I don't understand the intricacies of the actual legislation that's put on paper and how that interacts with our, you know, whole system, but neither is the average Australian person. What we understand is the overarching message of whether consent is a yes or a no and how that works. And once we switch towards an enthusiastic model of consent where affirmative consent is needed, we will reduce violence. Because I think the thing that a lot of people don't realise is that affirmative consent, you know, a lot of kind of pushback I often get is people being like, oh, what, am I meant to get someone to sign a piece of paper to say that this is what I'm allowed to do? But consent is given through body language, you know, it's given through only a few words, it's given through actions, it's given through engagement in a situation. And essentially, if we teach consent in society, if we have these conversations publicly, and we teach the fact that sex is meant to be an empathetic situation where people are enthusiastic, there will never be confusion about whether something is affirmative consent or not, if the priority is to make sure that the person you're with is comfortable.
Chanel, just final question. You've spoken to the Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, ahead of today's meeting to make sure laws around stealthing are part of the discussion about sexual violence. Was he receptive to your message?
Yes, he was very receptive to my message. So he has confirmed to me that stealthing will be on the agenda for the meeting today, which is very exciting and very promising, especially because the Centre for Sex and Gender Equality and Teachers Consent a few months ago hosted a roundtable event on stealthing, which had representation from AGs and delegates and Supreme Court judges from all jurisdictions around Australia, where there was a very common message communicated that stealthing is a massive societal issue in Australia. It's 1 in 3 Australian women experience stealthing, which is the non-consensual removal of a condom for anyone listening who hasn't heard that term before. And 1 in 5 Australian men who have sex with men have experienced stealthing. And what's really interesting to me about this statistic is that our national rates of sexual violence as an official figure is 1 in 5 women over the age of, or since the age of 15, have been sexually assaulted. But since stealthing is a form of sexual assault, this automatically makes our rates of sexual violence in Australia significantly higher. It puts the rate up to 1 in 3. And what we can do by explicitly addressing stealthing legislation is we can empower people with language and we can start addressing the fact, actively addressing that kind of sexual entitlement that comes from lots of boys and men in our society.
Chanel, wonderful to speak to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chanel Kontos, the Director of the Centre for Sex and Gender Equality at the Australia Institute. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call the counselling hotline Respect on 1800 737 732. And if you're in immediate danger, of course, 000.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.